Recording for SC34 Working Group 1. Hi, this is Rick Jelliff. I'd like to apologise that I can't make it up there. I was really looking forward to coming to Korea, but circumstances intervened, I'm afraid. Schematron is now 9 years old and has a pretty good uptake around the place. The standard we started working on about 5 years ago, so it's a good time to start thinking about the changes in the next version for review. I'm proposing a new version, so a version with a new date, rather than necessarily an amendment, because there are quite a lot of changes. Now, these changes don't make any existing schema, don't alter the semantics of any existing schema. We've had quite a lot of discussion about some of the versions, or some of these changes, in particular the introduction of XSLT, but some of them are a little bit new, so I thought I'd take the chance to go through them in a little bit of detail to describe why we want them and why I think they're useful. Now, of course, we were held up last year by the OpenXML discussions, but most of these changes have been out in the public for the last 2 years or so, and have had some discussion. Some of them are much more recent. Now, you should have a document, an SC34N document called the Editor's Defect Report, and there's also a larger version of that which has the actual changes, and it's this larger version that has the detailed proposals that I'll be discussing today. The changes are based on basically feedback from users on what they'd like, and also implementation experience, both my implementation and David Pawson and Florence George's forks of the code, and as well some extra experience that we've had in some larger projects. In particular, there's been a large XML to schemas project that was very instructive, and then some of the changes come from experience in trying to validate or manipulate the various XML and ZIP formats that have come out, in particular ODF and OpenXML. As well, there's been, in my mind at least, I've been looking at how can we apply Schematron to things like Accord, Lixie Mortgages and XBRL. In particular, looking at XBRL, they have a very nice instance language for their business reports, but a really horrible taxonomy language, which I think would be more useful to be able to express in something like Schematron. So part of this has been to try and think, how can we make Schematron more useful for those kind of applications? However, I do want to only have changes that have been implemented somewhere. So that's one of the constraints that I have, that I'm not proposing any changes that haven't actually had an implementation. In a way, this is a catch-up to where Schematron is today.